Our gospel lesson comes from the book of Luke this morning, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. He entered Jericho, Jesus, and was passing through it. And a man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." And Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
In this series, we've met lots of outcasts, lots of people from whom there are divisions between. And Zacchaeus is the perfect character to wrap up this series on chasms and the divisions we create between us and others and us and God. Because it's so familiar to every other story, and even ones we haven't heard in the past month or so. We see Zacchaeus trying to see, which can remind us of the blind men who sought to see and who Jesus healed. We hear that Zacchaeus is rich, and it might remind us of the rich young ruler that Jesus has an encounter with. That rich one young ruler went away sad, not happy, like Zacchaeus. We might think about Zacchaeus being small and remember the story in the Gospels that's about the children being kept away from Jesus and those who are smaller and how Jesus calls them forward. Or we may remember just from last week, the tax collector that was praying humbly in the temple. Or Zacchaeus' persistence that he was willing to run and climb a tree and look foolish, just like the widow who was persistent against the judge. We find that Zacchaeus embodies all of the characteristics of the lost, all of them. And here he is being called down by Jesus, who says, "That's why I've come. I have come to seek out the least and the lost." Zacchaeus is hated. There's no doubt. Not only is he a tax collector who takes the money of his own people and is in the back pocket of the Roman Empire, but he is the chief tax collector. Makes him even worse. He is looked at with scorn. He is looked at like a thief. And there is no doubt in anyone's mind who is watching this scene that Zacchaeus is a sinner. They had good reason to be mad at Zacchaeus. And they are dismayed, and the people are upset when Jesus says to them, or says to Zacchaeus, I'm going to go hang out with you now. So I wonder, for us, as we wrap this series up, who are the people that you don't want Jesus to hang out with? Right? Who are the people that if Jesus was going to spend time with them, that you would be like, I don't know about that, Jesus. That might have been the wrong decision. There are all kinds of wonderful people you could be hanging out with. Why did you choose them? I want you to picture that in your mind. I want you to try to picture the person or the group of people. I think it's different for all of us. But I think we all have somebody that we'd rather not Jesus hang out with. But the fact is that for Zacchaeus, Jesus spending time with him was good news, right? That is what the gospel means. Jesus is bringing good news to Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus needs good news. Good news for Zacchaeus is salvation. It is healing, and it is wholeness, and it is broken relationships mended with his community. And Zacchaeus is all in on that opportunity. It's incredible, isn't it? Because Jesus says it is really hard for rich people to get into heaven. He says it over and over. He has no problem talking about money. But Zacchaeus jumps. He says, I will give half of everything I have to the poor. Half of everything. And if I cheated anybody, I will give them back four times what I took. Zacchaeus, the sinner, the one that everyone hates, jumps at the chance. Jumps at the chance to make up for what he has done. And for who he has become. And there is nothing better than seeing someone change their life. Than seeing someone change. But if you're honest, if you think back to the person that maybe you don't want Jesus hanging out with, my guess is you think there's not much opportunity for them to change. That they're not going to change. That it would take a miracle for them to change. You think so? And that's exactly what Zacchaeus is. Zacchaeus is a miracle. No one thought that Zacchaeus would be the one that would give back, that would change his heart, that would give away money. It's the exact opposite of his character. And yet he does it. And it is a miracle. And you can imagine the chasm closing. You can imagine the chasm between blind people and those who can see closing. You can imagine the chasm between those who are small and insignificant and those who are important closing. You can imagine the chasm of rich and poor closing. You can imagine that miracles can happen. That what we see is a divide that is too great can be bridged. Today, as we celebrate All Saints, as we read the names of those who have passed away in our community during communion today, let us remember that death is the last great chasm. Death is the last chasm of all of them. And yet Paul reminds us that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Jesus died. Jesus sacrificed his life, not just for Zacchaeus and this miracle, but for the miracle that can happen in each and every one of our lives. That change can happen while we're alive, and that resurrection can happen after death. And so the chasm of life and death is crossed with Jesus and his outstretched arms. And that bridge is made available to us. May we never doubt. May we never doubt that God, through Jesus and the Holy Spirit, can bring people together, can bring us together with God, and can perform miracles. Let us pray. Lord God, give us new eyes to see. Help us to see those who are different than we are. Help us to see the chasms and divides in our own life, in our community, in our country, in our world. And help us to believe that you are willing and able to work miracles in order to close the chasms. It is in your name that we pray. Amen.